Are we coming at you live? Not some more of the square.
Welcome back to Drop Dice, internet's favorite D&D podcast.
Back in the saddle, let's go.
Or some shit.
Yeah. We are picking up with the party. They are currently trying to find a kraken. They found the kraken. The kraken electrocuted them just a little bit.
My whole thing is, I'm not locked at the bottom of the ocean with this kraken. This kraken's locked at the bottom of the ocean with me.
Exactly.
Fun fact, none of you guys are locked anywhere.
That's true.
Just could locked leave in at any time, right legally.
Locked in yeah, but legally, mind. I can't. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
true.
Far actually, you, no, you, that's actually true. Legally, you cannot.
We can't leave because that's, you know, admitting defeat.
We don't take L's.
We don't
though.
Take
no,
L's.
No. Not slayers.
Nope.
Cool.
Okay.
It'll go fine.
We just slay or get slain.
Yeah.
Yep.
Introductions, shall we?
Run it.
Might as well.
I am Fig, playing Kronk Enator, shadowy fighter sorcerer, secret servant of Tzeentch. Also have a, I don't know, like a pinkish purple new sexy daddy who's also patroning me. I don't know. We got like a thing going on that is, as of yet, indescript.
Okay. I'm Ben. I put Ack, the kobold skink monk warlock of Ulrich. He's just a little guy. Just a little shadowy guy.
Little man.
Zach Gregor, Black Wolf of Midheim, People's Champion, Champion of Ulrich. Ball work against the turn.
Sick. All right, Cindy playing Forgrim, Dwarf Slayer doing Slayer shit.
I am what Amber, your DM. We did get a gift from a fan of the pod. Kronk and Gregor, if you would like to open the bottles in front of you.
I'm excited.
Thank you to our
fan?
Sponsor? I don't know.
To anonymous person.
Hey. Yeah.
I didn't realize
you know
we
are.
Even had fans, so I appreciate that.
Yep.
Oh.
Oh, hello.
Black purple. Cherry.
Oh, my.
Damn.
Nice.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Lemon drop session mead.
Bro, get this shit out my house with this Gregor greater than Kronk.
Damn.
Yeah!
No way.
I think I know who this is now due to a text I received some time ago of that exact message. So
everybody loves the heroes. Man. Villains funny. Don't get enough credit.
That's funny.
Whoever you
is that
are,
wrong?
You are a man or woman or person, whatever it is your deal
or
is,
being,
or your thing.
If you're not
of culture,
just. Here you can tie this around like I don't know your dick or something.
Way too big. I'm just gonna leave it on.
Yeah,
whatever makes you happy,
my,
man.
Out my visual line.
Actually, I think I have to take it off to get the tape off.
Oh yeah, we got the tape seal. Yeah.
So. Wait, we got scissors right here. You can probably.
Okay. Anyways,
yeah. I think I know who this is now.
Also
you
brought to you by
you real as hell.
Our usual supporters and VB Health and FanRoll.
Yep.
Yeah.
Get yourself boosted, get yourself blessed, get yourself some dice.
I said, you guys, I mean, while we're taking a tactical pause here, again, you might notice, like, hey, Zach, you're looking a little more bulbous than usual, right?
No, nobody.
Slightly
that's
more
because, nobody's paying attention.
That's because I've just been crushing protein boost, chocolate brownie lately. Get yourself some.
Getting yoked.
Just fucking getting weird with it.
Bulbous.
Looking phallic.
Looking real bulbous. Yeah, I need
Do
some.
You need help?
That's on. I just cut my fingernails this morning. So, so I got. I cannot get the peel action.
These are very well taped. Anyways, do you want to give us a recap?
Yeah, the party is looking, trying to find magical objects to help them in their fight against the God of Death. They got a lead that there is a magical sword blessed by the Sun God. Fortunately, there has been curses involved in the past. It's guarded by some kind of monstrous entity. It appears this kraken might just be that entity. That... Or it's a really great coincidence.
Dude, name one time a curse even fazed me.
Don't not start with
you know what I'm
that. That one time you guys were fighting mummies and no one could cure the mummy rot back way before the pod. And
before I had removed curse, so
yes,
that shit doesn't even count.
I feel like it goes without saying that the worst curse he's had so far is being himself.
<That's>, wow,
cursed with my own existence.
Sad. Fucking
having to live with
Vampire Bay.
Yeah, I think
that was
the
charm.
Oh my bad, my bad.
The curse from
whole different
Arcan.
Whole different thing.
It made it worse. Yeah.
My roommate is a large dog and a lizard.
What are you trying to say?
Hey, man, what
you mean was.
What are you trying to say?
Bro, you can't even bring the
I
dog
thought
in
we
the house
were cool.
So over here catching strays.
Bro, I'm sorry, if I could try some
black
lemon.
The lemon?
Yeah, sure. Black cherry actually sounds litty's a titty.
I'll take either.
I'm
mix them.
I'm trying to just not spill because we just put this mat on the table.
It's waterproof.
Well, yeah, but like it's not sticky proof.
Yeah.
But it's wipeable, unlike our old one, that you look at it wrong and it disintegrates.
Can that down
for sure, dog, for sure.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, so I believe where we left off, you guys were fighting the sharks, and then the Kraken appeared and electrocuted you all. So that sounds about right?
It did do
that. Yeah, that did not feel good.
Not everyone, but a couple people.
Honestly, I don't think I got electrocuted.
I did not either.
I definitely did.
Two, yeah.
I've been eating ass this whole time.
Okay, well... it is...
Oh, yeah. Oh, we're cooking.
I believe if we did that middle of the turn order, Fargrim, it is your turn. You are currently battling a shark.
That's very...
A Kraken did appear, though. About 100 and... How far out was it?
Ooh.
About 100 feet out from you.
Okay. Kraken appeared 100 feet out from me.
Yep.
But I'm currently engaged with... Is it one shark or...
I have you... Or I think you're fighting two sharks.
Two?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh, that is very good.
All right.
Yeah, this lemon hits. Very good.
I think I, at this point, seeing this Kraken, I'm going to go into a frenzy.
Okay.
And I forgot how many turns we've had so far, so I'm just going to rage again just to...
No, you're still in your rage.
I'm still in my rage? Okay.
It's been like... 3 turns of combat, so it's been
okay.
Like
okay,
18 seconds.
I wasn't sure where we're at, so just to be safe. But all right, so I guess I'm just gonna keep attacking these guys, so I can kill them off and then get to where I really need to be. You know?
Cool.
Yeah, as someone who also homebrews mead, this is pretty good.
Yeah, no, I yes. love mead.
Right. Very tasty.
This is delicious.
Quite.
Shout out,
whoever
fan who brewed
did a good
this.
Job.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, man.
If you poison this, you'll never know, because we'll just stop making content.
I won't
I hope
be
someone
around
still
to upload
posts
it.
It
no more.
I hope someone still posts it.
Okay, so... okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like to think Fargrim does that. Just, like, contemplating while he's raging. Just like,
definitely.
All right, so... All right. Does a 16 hit?
A 16 does hit.
Okay, well, I got 2 16s. And a nat 1 that I think I'm going to use my one and only inspiration to reroll. Cause
okay.
I'm not trying to lose Kazook again because that sucked. And
you are underwater and it would...
Yes, and I got hit quite a bit and lost quite a bit of damage last time that happened. Okay. So I'm going to use my one inspiration to hopefully unfuck my situation right now. Because that sucked. Nat 20. That's what
Yo.
I'm talking about.
Yay.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yo.
So big...
It's a big switch.
Big
up.
Money, no whammies right
Some
there.
Poggers.
All right, cool. I need that.
And are you doing this on the most damaged shark or the lesser damaged shark?
Can I split?
Yes.
Can I split the attacks? I'm going to do one attack towards the most damage. And then with that swing taking me to that direction, I'm just going to do the duration of that going to the other one and then the cross.
You can also, like, see how long it takes to kill the one, and then if you want to change at the end. Like, you don't have to.
I mean, if you'll allow me to do that, that'd be cool. But if you want me to declare El Attacos.
Strictly speaking, you declare them as you make them, and you make them in order. So
perfect.
Yep.
Love to hear that. All right, we got too big of a bag of goodies.
It's just ASMR.
Dice.
Let me bring it a little closer to the mic then. All right, here we go. All right. So, first attack.
ASMR.
Man.
24 damage.
There we go.
24, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Always love Fargrim numbers.
That boy does pump out the damage.
He does pretty
good. He's good at one thing,
as
and it is doing
you,
damage.
You make this blow, how would you like to kill it?
Honestly, Poggers. just split its jaw from its face. We're just going to do that.
There is nice. So much blood and like,
so much
shark chum in the water. Mm-hmm. There is chum.
I'm a bite. I'm just going to nom nom. I'm not going to do that.
Just
as you
like
see.
Sushi.
So all of those fish that were staring at you in the way are starting to like form
swarm?
Like a circle around you guys of just staring fish.
Thunderdome.
Yeah, well, you know, putting on a pretty good show, so I got a lot to watch. Here's my second attack to Elder Sharko.
I thought, okay. Yeah, Fargrim's just in the middle, just doing like Hulk Hogan. Like.
Oh, yeah.
Six,
12. I am a real American.
Do you fight for the rights?
22 damage.
Oh, yeah. 22, okay.
Oh, yeah, brother.
And then I'm going to do my nat 20 attack right now.
Let's go. All
right. Let's go.
Okay. Oh.
Big numbers, Cindy. Big numbers.
Not a single whammy. I might need a calculator for this.
Good thing we have some.
Yes.
Oh, those are good. That's a good roll.
Okay. Nice. We love to hear it.
Good roll.
Mm-hmm. I fucking knew it. That's exactly where I was expecting it to go.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Here we go.
The droppers have spoken.
Oh, that's also another really good roll.
Nice.
Just you wait till Kronk has his good guy redemption.
All right, are you guys ready for this?
Oh, boy.
Run it.
40 damage.
Goddamn.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
That's a big number.
I rolled 215 twice,
bro,
and then...
You out here just like
animals.
Babe Ruth in this thing. Yeah. Just
bro,
like,
for real.
Just big swings.
Just gonna fucking send it.
That's what happens, dude. I went in a frenzy, and I got a nat 20. Shit's fucking...
He's out here being barbaric and
did
shit.
He die, or he's still...
He's still there.
Oh, whoa. My God.
This one hasn't taken, like, any damage yet this fight.
He just took, like, 60, so...
How's he looking, though? Is he looking...
He's looking... Yeah, I mean, he's bleeding, but, like,
okay,
he's fine.
So he's not...
Help.
Parker will be fine.
They
he's
do
fine.
Big bites, though, because remember, I got bit by one of them hoes last time.
Yeah, dude. I'm down a half damage already.
Have you tried?
Fucking boo-hoo, dude. Like, you'll be all right.
You need me.
Like, we do. We do.
I don't want to acknowledge that.
No, we do need him. We do need him. He's got a point.
I don't know, bro. Do we?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, you can boof.
You putting out numbers like that?
Brother, ain't nobody else here that wide.
You know what?
You're taller, but you ain't wider.
Yeah, you're right.
Anything else, Fargrim?
I'm wide vertically.
No, that's going to be it for me.
Okay. The Kraken is going to move closer.
To
oh,
me?
God.
Just towards all of y'all.
I hate that.
So it moves up.
How fast is he? We got this. It'll be fine.
Swim 60
for sure,
feet.
For sure.
He's now 40 feet away from you guys.
Who is?
The Kraken.
No. Oh, quick. I think it's a. I'm going to double check real quick. But I could. Can I still bring my shield up underwater?
Yeah, your shield can
it's
still
a,
do
it's a
thing.
Hovering shield, right?
Yeah.
So I can still do it.
Yeah.
Okay, it's a bonus action. Can I just activate that right away?
Yeah.
Okay.
You could have done that on your turn, for sure.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so right now it's not activated.
Well, as a bonus action, you can activate it. So on your turn, you could have activated it.
Okay.
Because yeah, I don't think you did any...
No, I did not.
I
did not.
Your frenzy attack counts as a bonus action.
Oh, that was a bonus action?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
And you cannot do that.
No, not yet.
But you could. Anyway, it's 40 feet out from you guys.
Bro.
It is going to... Can't quite do that.
He's coming into my range, dog. He's playing my game.
It's 5, 30.
If he was smart, he'd stay long.
Yeah.
But he's not.
But he okay, is long. That's the thing.
Dude, like, I'm a fucking honey badger in the clinch.
Yeah.
There's no way those tentacles don't have a long range.
Yeah,
I'm sure shut the fuck up.
As you guys are all swimming there, watching this thing just come at you.
He's coming.
He's ripping me in half.
I'm dying.
Fargrim, Ack, and Gregor, I'm going to need a dex saving.
My best kind of save, dog.
It's my best.
Everyone who's by me, +2 to your save.
Thank God, bro.
It's not because you bribed me this morning.
Nat 1, bro.
What
the fuck?
Doing?
Okay.
That's a 27.
Well, technically, it's like
a sturdy.
Six.
Oh, 29, actually.
29.
Or
okay.
Five.
A sturdy 11.
Damn.
We all failed.
Everyone's killing it.
I better not have.
Ack, you succeed.
Okay, cool.
So you're taking half damage.
No, I would have evasion, so I would take no damage.
Man, you're crazy, dude.
I know.
How much am I taking, dog? Talk to me.
You're taking... let me roll this real quick.
How much is your health?
How much am I going to cry
twice
right now?
That.
we're rolling it to see because numbers.
All right. It's a lot of dice. That sounded like a lot of dice.
So got to get my...
Hopefully a lot of ones in there.
Dice from Fandral, my liquid cores.
Liquid cores?
27 points of lightning damage.
That's it?
What?
That's a lot.
That's it, you say.
I don't...
Ack, you used evasion, so you take
none. Yeah, so I take none.
Dude, my whole thing is... I just mentally power through it, dog.
Yeah, for sure, man.
If I was meant to survive this fight, I would.
Yeah.
Or I will.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
And
yeah.
If I don't survive...
If Ulrich needed you to survive this fight...
I've never been more confident about a decision in my entire life.
Exactly. That's why we have no issues here. Yeah.
For sure. that's the Kraken's turn. After the Kraken... Gregor, you are up. It is 40 feet away from you.
Get in there, dog.
Check it out. Check it out. This is how it's going to go down. This is how it's going to go down. As a bonus action. Well, no, because haste isn't a bonus action. It's an action, but then I get two actions per turn while haste. Yes. So I'm going to cast haste on myself to increase my movement speed.
Okay.
So let me jot down that I'm using a spell slot. There I am. Where am I? There I am. So I cast haste on myself, so I just start vibrating in the water.
It
might look like I'm seizing, but I'm just that laser focused on the situation.
For sure.
Of course.
Uh-huh. Next thing I'm going to do is, as a bonus action, I'm going to use my Vow of Enmity to give myself advantage on a rolls, which basically, since I'll have disadvantage because I don't have a swim speed, I'll just be base rolling.
Nice.
I'm going to do that by just looking at it and just be like, smells like bitch down here. So that's going to be that. And then I'm going to close the gap.
You can swim 40 feet?
I mean, with my, while I'm hasting, my movement speed doubles.
But it's then, also halved because you have
so, nah, I don't
think. So you're moving base 30 then?
Yeah, fuck. Okay.
So you're 10 feet off.
But how far away is he from me?
From Fargrim? You guys, I believe we're like
near-ish
each other.
So maybe you can get to clumped. Me?
Why do I need to get to you?
There's something else that could take that attack right
there. I guess I could hit this shark.
You could also... use a readied action.
True.
Could never be me.
If it gets closer to you.
I guess I'm going to leave it with you. If I were to swim, am I close enough to swim to bap this shark? Just to maybe help take some of the...
The one that's fighting fire?
Yeah, to help take some of the heat off of Big Chungus. So that way, sleep apnea actual could swim and start fighting.
I believe you guys were all like 15, 20 feet away from each other. So guess, yeah, that could work.
So... I'll leave the Vow of Enmity because eventually I'm going to fight this Kraken. So I'll leave that as it lays. I'm still going to do haste, so I'm fast as shit. And then I'm going to swim and bap this fucking bitch-ass shark.
Nice.
I know I'll have a disadvantage on the shark now, but I guess essentially I'll get four attacks because haste, correct?
Yep.
So
that's sick.
Fucking nice, dude. I mean, just...
That'd be scary if I got haste.
First attack. first attack's going to be a 22.
That will hit.
I'm just going to roll all four at once.
Yeah, go for it.
Second attack.
Actually, I apologize. You were already fighting a shark.
Was I?
Yes. There was already a shark engaged with you.
I totally forgot about that.
Well, that's
been a while.
Let me wheel this back then.
Yeah, that's on me. I should have set this stage.
I should have tried to remember a little better. So I'm going to wheel this back. I'm not going to cast haste this turn.
It's been a while for all of us.
Just because I don't want to worry about losing concentration under bullshit lightning strike. So I am just going to hit the shark that's in front of me then.
Okay.
So disadvantage. So I'll just re-roll that.
Yeah, you have a shark. Fargrim had two sharks.
14.
14, I believe, is going to just hit.
Cool.
Sick.
Sick nasty.
Yeah, 14 will hit.
Sweet. And then unnat 20 for my second attack.
That will also hit.
Cool. Let me just look something up real quick.
As you guys are doing this, you notice one... giant sea turtle is making aggressive eye contact.
I love sea turtles.
Am I going to have to kill the sea turtle?
Maybe.
Oh, not the toad.
I've done so much to protect these turtles.
Duh.
And now I have to take their life.
You notice there's a smaller sea turtle that looks vaguely familiar.
Don't do this to me.
Oh, my God.
That's looking at you, and it makes like this very threatening, like chomping at
you. Don't
do
this to me. That's so rude.
Turtle's going
to
eat your ass, dog.
That's so rude of you.
So, first attack is going to do 15 bludgeoning, 9 radiant.
Nice.
Second attack is going to do 15 bludgeoning, 11 radiant.
Those are some serious numbers right
there. Those are some good numbers.
Guys, what part of I am the ball work are you just not getting? You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
If I keep doubting you, you'll keep having to prove it.
That's true. I'll just rise up. I'll rise above every time.
I'm pushing you to be better.
Yeah. That's what I got.
Love that for you.
And then...
You're doing great, buddy.
I think that's going to be it for me this turn.
Cool. Okay. After Gregor. Wow, that's a huge drop in initiative. It is the shark that is still fighting Fargrim.
Bro, that shark's a bitch, though.
Tell it to stop.
We ain't going to do shit.
Tell it to stop, please.
Don't do this.
Fargrim, how's an 18?
Nope.
No? Okay.
Nice.
Let's go. So there's that shark. The shark on Gregor's gonna go.
I'm not gonna do shit.
Probably ain't gonna happen.
Gregor, how's a 22?
Fuck! Alright.
Yo.
That's gonna hurt a little bit. It's gonna hit a little bit.
No way, though, bro.
Okay. It'll be fine. It'll be fine. Don't worry about it.
Try some of this cherry.
I was gonna say I want to try some of that lemon.
28 points of piercing damage as it bites your leg.
Nah, bro, because I'm gonna silvery barbs, bro.
Oh,
okay.
I'm gonna sliver them barbs though.
Sliver them, dude.
Sliver it up.
How's a unnatural 20?
No.
No. Okay.
Get the fuck out of here with that, dude.
Okay.
I'm just gonna as it tries to bite me, I'm just not gonna move. I'm just gonna brace. And he's going to bite, and it's just not going to pierce my armor or my intensity.
Everett, did you summon Randy? Is Randy here?
No, I unsummoned Randy.
Oh, okay.
Because he tried to bite me.
Started acting weird.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dude, he got spiritually taken over, so I had to tell
that
him.
That happens to a lot of your friends.
I had to tell him to leave.
Dude. I'm also going to use the advantage on myself.
Okay.
Probably a good call.
Ack, it is your turn. Okay. All of your friends are being attacked by sharks, and there's a giant kraken, probably about 50 feet, because you were a little bit further back.
Mm-hmm. Can I... can I swim below the kraken a little bit? I can move at least 30 feet, so I want to start swimming underneath it.
Down. Yeah, it's about 50 feet straight from you, but
so
you can
I want to go like 30 in like a diagonal.
Are you you doing the Ant-Man offense?
I'm thinking about it. Can I, while I'm swimming, look at the kraken and see if there might be a glowing magical sword stabbed into it somewhere or something?
Sure. Give me a perception check.
Cool. Oh, I forget if I'm good at this or not. I'm all right. That's a soft 20.
Soft 20.
Nice.
You don't see any glowing magical swords. You do see it does seem to have a pretty scarred hide, but there is in its chest there's this massive it was cut and stitched together that kind of sticks out to you. It's that's fucking weird.
He is the sword.
Brother.
So there's a big wound.
There's a big mostly healed but very scarred wound, a large one on its stomach.
Is there a sword still stuck in there?
No.
Okay.
But yeah, it looks like it's been attacked before. You see little things. There's you know how some sharks and large sea fish there's still hooks in them.
Yeah.
It's like. There's a little dagger stuck in its fin. There's
so there are weapons stuck into it, but none that are obviously glowing in a magical way. I'm the sun blessed by the sun god.
There's a fish hook. There's a little bit of fishing net stuck in its tail. So it looks ancient, it's been through a lot of battles, but no magical sword.
It's crazy because this is its last one.
True.
Hopefully.
Until the next.
I mean, hopefully.
Okay.
Where's that energy, doll?
Would that have counted as my action to look over?
Yes.
Okay. In which case, I will use my bonus action and a key point to do Step of the Wind to move further underneath him.
Okay. So you're...
So I'm moving another 30 feet.
Okay.
Absolute.
You're almost under him.
S tier level move.
What radius? Because, like, I know you're going straight down. Like, are you trying to keep distance from him, or are you trying to close the gap and get under him?
I'm more worried about getting under him than... So I'm going, like, just straight diagonal.
Just straight.
Under.
Okay. Cool.
Like is the floor of the ocean visible at this point?
No.
Okay.
Because you guys were pretty... You were down, but you weren't, like, down at the bottom.
Gotcha. Okay.
I don't think. Yeah.
Not the drop-off.
Yeah.
We were at the bottom going up to the drop-off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, you can see maybe, like... 70 feet behind you, like, you can see the surface, but now it's just, like, black abyss beneath you now.
Am I... Because you were talking about there's, like, a drop-off. Am I over the drop-off now?
Yeah, so you are all, like, 70 feet past the drop-off over, like, just, like, the big open ocean, like the...
Gotcha.
Like in Nemo.
Gotcha. Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anything else, little lizard friend?
I guess that's all I can really do at this point, so I will keep looking around and swimming.
Just to make sure, are you trying to keep any, like, maximum distance from it, or are you just, like, as close as you can get? Okay, so you're probably, like, 30 feet under it now.
Okay, cool.
Cool. Okay, so that was Ack. After Ack, Kronk, the shark that's on you, is gonna go.
Bro, he ain't gonna do shit.
How's a 23?
Damn.
That's gonna hit.
Damn.
Okay,
Also, ever since you said Little Lizard Man, I just have the, like, Little Lion Man, but hey, Little Lizard Man, got that feeling in your heart.
He's just vibing. He is swimming like an iguana.
It is 31 points of piercing damage.
What? Okay. I'm going to spend my stones and turns.
Cool.
Yeah, you should do that.
That's wild.
Could I get a little bit more of the lemon?
No.
From someone who's...
They're both awesome. I'm sip-sipping on this one now.
I actually also want to try the lemon.
They're both fantastic.
Here, I'm going to pass this to you, Cindy, just because I got a lot of stuff in front of me. If you don't mind.
Sure.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. So I negate it by 9. It was how much?
It was...
Like 32 or something.
Yeah, it was 32.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, 31.
Oh. My bad.
Okay.
Anything else that you're doing there, Kronk? Against this? You're good? We're moving on? Okay.
Yep.
After the shark, Ack, you're about 30 feet away from this thing.
Nope.
It's going to try to attack you with a tentacle.
Could never be you, dog.
It's not going to. I do not consent.
Brother, dodge, dive and dodge.
This is really good.
Yeah, right?
Ack, how's a 35 to hit?
Fuck it, hey, dude.
What?
Yeah, that
is. Let me double check my sheet.
The fuck these tentacles on, bro?
God damn, a 35.
That's disrespectful.
No.
It was almost a crit fail, but it wasn't. Or a crit success.
I was going to say, what the?
It was like just shy of a crit.
He's got a plus 25 to hit.
Let me cry real quick.
It's like statistically, like, can't miss.
That is 19 points bludgeoning damage, and you are grappled.
You're good, huh?
That's a lot of damage, though.
Yeah, that's fucking...
Bro, we shouldn't even be letting you get close, though, bro.
Shit tier.
It's true, dude.
Don't worry. As you guys are looking over it, you see it has 10 tentacles.
No.
About to start chopping some off.
Hold up, what?
Nope.
You telling me it can make 10 attacks per turn? Is that...
It has 10 tentacles.
I don't...
That's all I'm... All I'm at liberty to say is that it has 10 tentacles.
That's fucking so gross.
We gotta start chopping those off, bro.
So that was at the end of the shark's turn. Kronk, it is your turn.
There is
a shark up on you.
Yeah, I'm aware.
It hit me, can I cast Hellish Rebuke?
Have you used your
reaction? No.
Didn't you use it on your evasion?
Oh, Is but I've a... had a, I've had a turn since then.
That's true. You have. Okay.
Yeah. So.
Oh man.
What?
I had a note on a crit. I rolled an extra 2 weapon damage. And I totally forgot to do that.
Relentless attacks, bro?
If you would like to do that now.
Oh, it makes a dexterity saving throw.
No, it feels wrong.
We need it.
It makes a dex save?
Okay. Yeah, brother, take it. Bro.
This is not a favorable fight for
bro,
us.
Bro, this is a league game.
We don't need a crutch for
how's
the enemy.
How's an 18?
Yeah. That passes.
Okay.
So it takes half damage.
Cool.
Like, bro, we're not. It's not like we're winning. It's such a margin that,
like
we need to keep it competitive.
Yeah. Well, 15 damage, so it takes 7?
Yep. Okay.
It takes 14. Yeah, you're right.
And what kind of damage is that?
What damage is it?
Hellish Rebuke, I want to say.
Fire damage.
Fight, yeah.
Okay, cool.
If you'll allow it, my shark takes another 11 damage.
Cool.
Fuck that shark.
It's still going strong.
I fucking hate shark.
Fuck that shark.
I thought you loved sharks.
I love Randy. I love my shark. I don't give a fuck about anybody else's shark.
Fuck, I should cast that.
Okay. So I am assuming that since we are in the depths of the ocean, it is pretty dark down here.
Mm-hmm. It's like you're in like you're not in like the dark zone because like you're still like above that shelf, so you're still in like the daylight zone.
Would it be considered dim lighting?
Because we were at the bottom of it.
You're telling me the viz in this water is that
clear? I would
say
it is dim light.
Yes. Okay.
That's all I needed to hear.
I also needed to hear that.
Ignite my fucking psychic lightsaber.
Cool.
And I'm gonna try and break this shark's fucking mind.
I mean, try. Damn it.
What little pea brain he got.
Just before we had oil and shit, so the viz down here is probably pretty decent.
Can you just, like, not?
No, sorry.
It's dim lighting. It's dim.
A cloud goes overhead. It is now dim.
And nice. Stops directly above you.
All right, so 3 attacks on the shark. Does a 16 hit?
A 16 hits.
Okay, so then I'm going to assume the other 2 26s hit.
Yep.
Nice. All right, so that's good. The shark fucking die.
Maybe I just gave him 60 damage and did not die. So
he's doing great.
70 damage. Correction.
65 psychic damage.
Cool.
All 3 attacks.
Okay.
How's he looking?
He's looking like he wants to bite your head off.
What the fuck?
He just relived high school.
I told you, bro. I just did 70 damage and he was still fine.
These sharks are dumb enough that it doesn't really. The psychic damage is kind of like.
Nah, bro.
Oh, no.
Shit.
Nah, bro.
Guys, you know what?
That's weenies.
Blunt force trauma.
True.
More CTE.
Okay.
It's the answer.
It's the answer to everything. Just ask Herb.
Oh, no.
Oh, Herb.
Oh, no.
If you don't wake up, I'm going to stop this.
Anything else, Kronk?
I think.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what I want to do with a bonus action.
Okay.
Probably something.
Yeah.
Well, you're working on that. A huge thank you to our patron, Dawn, who bought us this lovely new mat that we are using on our table.
Yes.
I mean, it's nice.
I'm not even surprised, super, dude. Super Dawn's just real as fuck out here.
True.
Okay. I am going to use my bonus action.
Two.
Misty Step.
Nice.
Where are you Misty Stepping to? You got a Kraken about 40 feet away from you.
Could never be muted.
There's a shark on you, there's a shark on Gregor, and there's a shark on Fargrim.
Too many fucking sharks.
You're down one shark. And you guys did notice when all that electrocution stuff was happening, it did seem like it hit the sharks too.
Damn, so
what was like the ballpark range of the like lightning shit?
Do we know?
I mean, it was like 120 feet away from you when it first did it.
Okay.
So now that it's 40 feet away from you, probably still in range, and 30 feet probably is not going to get you out of range.
Okay. Shit. All right. All right, never mind. I'm not going to fucking miss
you're just
yourself.
You're staying there?
Yeah, I'll big chill.
Okay.
You say big chill, I say you're just no backward steps?
Yeah, dog, no.
Fargrim, you're going to be on deck once Kronk is done.
Yeah, I'm done. Go ahead.
Right, actually, super quick before that.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Ack. We're going to get another legendary action, and it's going to yeet you.
What the heck?
What going to yeet shit, me?
Bro. Yeeting you.
Dodge, yeet. Dodge.
Actually,
Bob and Weave. Bob and Weave.
He's got me grappled.
Actually, you know what? He's not going to do that.
Why are you not pummeling for underhooks right now?
He can't yeet you at anyone, so he's just going to hold on to you for a bit.
That's
you,
okay.
You at yep. anyone?
That's
never mind.
Yeah, it's good to know you just have that loaded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ready to
you
go.
Guys are welcome. Anyone gets close enough, you might get a little ack-yoed at you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, actually, no. It's is within that? 60 feet. So he is going to yeet you. He's going to yeet you at Gregor.
Of course.
Gregor, I'm going to need a dex save.
A catch ack save.
That doesn't look like a big number.
No, actually, you know what? That's a 21.
Oh, 21? Cool.
Okay.
Thanks.
You are not going to be... You're able to dodge out of the way of ack. Ack, you just go whistling by Gregor.
How far did he yeet him?
He yeeted you 60 feet back.
Rude.
Damn.
Ooh.
And opportunity attacks don't get triggered with involuntary movement, right?
I don't think so.
I don't believe so.
Okay, cool.
But
it could be wrong, but I don't know.
The shark will not bite.
Nah, they totally don't, bro.
Cool.
Faux show.
Up next.
Until it's my turn.
Luckily, I took the shield.
Fargrim, it is your turn.
Yeah, thank you.
Right. My AC with dex saves.
Nice.
Oh.
My goodness.
Whoa. 15 to hit the Sharko.
That'll hit.
Nice.
The nail really hoping I can one and done him right now. We'll see. Oh, low roll, so maybe not. 21 damage.
21 damage, okay.
Still up? Fucker.
What if he wasn't, though, you know?
Is a 29 gonna hit?
29 will hit.
Good God. That's a big roll.
What are we at?
26 damage.
Still up.
I swear to God.
Bro.
I swear to God.
These things are beefy.
This is problematic.
You're fighting, like, problem. Giant great whites.
I'm assuming a 13 is not going to hit.
13 is not going to hit.
Dang it, bro.
He's not looking good, but he's still in this fight.
I need to end him.
Bro, I'm about to get fucking ended.
Whole career.
Do a health thing.
Why don't you just like worry about yourself?
Do a health thing, Gregor. Oh, come
like,
on.
Do the health thing. Like
you're pilling.
Just do the Paladin thing.
Shit.
I was gonna, but now I'm not. I had a plan for next turn, but now.
Bro, you know it'd be cool. Cleric.
That would be cool.
I mean, you guys could do it as your next character, for sure.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to... That's what I wanted to do. My shield.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah,
so I put my shield up.
Cool.
Gregor's brother, Grigor, the cleric.
Wait, did you make three attacks again?
Yes, one didn't go through, though.
But you still used your bonus action for it, yes?
I still can, because I don't have to initiate Frenzy again. That will go through my entire rage. So,
yes, but doesn't that give you a third... You can use your bonus attack for your third attack. Isn't that how that works?
I'm pretty sure that's how that works.
Hold on. I got it up right here. Yeah, that is a bonus action. Fuck!
Yeah, it'd be like that.
Sorry, hon.
Right. How dare you?
How dare?
I didn't realize that, too, was a bonus action.
It'd be all right. Like that.
Ignore me.
Okay. No one's within range for that. All of you guys are gonna... What's everyone's passive perception?
12.
Now you want to know how big my PP is?
Yep.
10.
I always want to know that.
10. Oh, I'm just blissfully 10. Unaware.
15.
17.
12. Everyone but Gregor, you feel like this very faint little pulse in the water. Like, it's just a second. It's like kind of like... Just like a little pulse.
Little tingle.
Like a lesser version of the amulet pulse in Pirates of the Caribbean. But like very minor.
Okay.
I mean, Gregor, like, that's what he thought that pulse was. Like, he just dropped a little ass in the water.
Is there any chance I can make a check of some kind?
On your turn, you can.
Ah.
Interesting.
What if I use my reaction?
Sure, I'll let you use your reaction for
Hell
that,
yeah,
sure.
Dude.
Why not?
What would that be? Would that be
that would
like
be a
arcana
or
a nature
like
check.
Nature.
Natur.
I am not that natural. 19. I'm pretty natural.
50% natty dog.
You
I'm
realize
19 out of 20 natty dog.
Something in the water has changed. It has sent out some kind of aura.
There must be something in the water.
This thing's doing
and
too
you
much
think
aura.
That it's
it's doing too damn much, y'all.
It thinks it's changed something. Like, something about the water is just a little bit different now. Like,
bro, how do I summon Godzilla to beat this thing's ass?
Can I use my reaction to make a religion check?
You didn't
notice. No, I didn't feel
you
the pulse.
Yeah, you didn't notice it.
Never mind,
yeah, you just
guy.
Shit yourself.
I just shit my... I just pooped
it's
a little bit.
Like, it's almost like you feel like this, like, a little electrical. Like kind of like when you rub your socks on the carpet and you feel like this tingling.
When you rub your taint on the carpet.
Static.
Bruh.
Yeah, there's some, like... It's weird because like you're underwater, so it's not like static, but like it feels kind of the same as like.
I don't know, dog. People are getting struck by lightning, so it could be quite electrical.
It could.
Yeah.
Some voltage in this water.
Mm. Probably more like amps, but
some watts.
So as you're feeling this, I'm gonna need everyone to make a Constitution save. Nope. Actually, never mind. I
Why?
Did a different
no.
thing instead.
Constitution's good.
Ignore me. Ignore me. You're good.
What are you doing?
I
like Constitution out here.
Misreading my thing, so that's on me.
Misreading your thing, thanks?
I'm misreading my thing. He did a different thing, so we can't do that. But it is now the Kraken's turn. God.
Nope, never mind.
What? Damn it.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
I'm not emotionally
then
120
prepared. Ack.
About to get yoded again.
Nope.
Kronk.
Nah, bro.
Gregor.
Love it, dude. What's up?
Dex saving throws.
Gang.
God, bro.
Anybody by me, which none of you are, plus
I am.
Years.
I got thrown at you.
Oh, yeah, plus
yeah but
years
you
saved,
got
bro.
You went 20 feet past
oh,
him.
Okay,
threw
never
you
mind
60
then.
Feet.
Dude, fuck me soft. I definitely failed this save.
Inspiration.
I got a nat 1, but I'm going to use my legendary resistance for my dragon mask to choose to pass this.
Cool.
That's sick.
Wow.
Because a 1.
Sick. I'm going to use my advantage.
How do you
wow,
have advantage?
That's sick from my fucking...
Oh, okay.
10.
10?
Damn, bro.
Okay, so 10. What did you get, Gregor?
12.
12?
I'm
and
choosing,
you're choosing
to pass.
Okay. Those of you that failed...
This could be it for me, y'all.
...are going to take... As he's shooting lightning off at you.
Oh, no.
You're going to
directly?
Take...
Like, direct?
I don't consent.
It is direct at you guys. And you feel... When it hits you even harder...
Oh my God.
Oh my
almost
gosh.
As if he, that little charge in the water.
Was him juicing.
Made you vulnerable to lightning damage.
What?
He made the water more conductive.
My gosh.
This bitch.
And wow. I don't have a reaction to.
So I believe I roll and double that, right?
Oh.
Yeah, because it's double whatever.
Bro.
Yeah, if you are vulnerable, you take double damage.
Bro.
Good news for you guys. That was a really shitty roll.
This could be it for me, guys.
I'm
low health. This could be it for me.
Jesus Christ.
So that is 12 lightning damage
oh,
to
what?
Each of you.
Oh, okay.
Or half that to Ack. Ack,
so
you take six.
Oh, shit.
Never mind.
Yeah.
I've never been healthier a day in my life.
Yeah, no, it's 3d6. He rolled 3 2s.
Pussy.
That's fucking awesome.
Yep.
Thank God.
That
bro.
Is the Kraken's turn. Gregor, it is your turn.
I might be the baddest motherfucker here, but
yeah, for sure, dog.
The person doing the most damage. So like, I'm definitely the baddest, but the person doing the most damage is Fargrim.
Always.
So you're saying you're the worst?
No, that's not. You're
the most bad.
You're misinterpreting my words, but it's fine.
Mm.
So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna turn myself into a glowing orb of Ulrich's light.
Okay.
Nice.
By casting Aura of Vitality.
That's pretty cool.
And I choose to allow Fargrim to regain 2d6 hit points.
Oh, that's super cool. Thanks, bro.
So everything
you notice
is
as
attack.
You start glowing, the fish just kind of like turn their head. Yeah, and
I fucking knew it.
I am the light.
You are the lure.
And like swimming up from the depths, there's like some angler fish
what
that are
the
joining
fuck,
this.
Dude?
Are they going towards him?
Bro, you better watch
the so like, it's like, it's kind of weird. It's like 100 and some feet out from you guys, like starting to like form this like wall, this circular wall of
fish. We need
fish
to beat this kraken's ass
around mm-hmm. you, and just staring them. And occasionally like making like biting motions at you. But they're it's like there's a wall holding them back from you. It's just really creepy.
Did like the sharks get electrocuted?
So do
this was like three specific blasts of electric targeting you guys.
No, when I cast the spell, it's I choose someone that it can also be me, but I pick one person within my aura to regain that.
So you picked me over yourself?
You put out more damage than I do.
Bro, that's such a...
That's so sweet.
He did the polygraph. Right?
When did Gregor ever care about himself? Name one time. Name a time.
You want to roll that for me?
Sure. Sam. Canonically, name a time. I'll wait. That's not bad. You get 9.
That's decent.
Yeah. And I just... I keep it. It's concentration, but... Thank every you. Turn I can re...
Nice. That's good.
Yeah.
What a king.
Woo woo.
I'm going to mark that I use.
There must be something in the water.
That's it for my turn, because that's both my action and reaction. Because action to cast, and then I use my... Or excuse me, I use my... It's either I use a reaction or a bonus action.
Gotcha.
To, like, choose who gets it.
How close is the Kraken now?
The Kraken is still 40 feet. It seems to have settled itself pretty happily 40 feet away. It is 60 feet from Ack, though.
Okay. I'd like to think... You ever see that meme where it's, like, the dude sitting at the table who's just, like, glowing? Mm-hmm. That's that's just great right now. Just chilling. But
in the dark waters.
Yeah.
The dimly lit water.
Yep.
No, it's bright as shit down here now, dog.
Anything that's not good. Don't say else? That. It is actually...
Why did you do this to me?
It is bright light within, what is it, like, 60 feet of you? Does it say how far it goes off?
Or if I tout? I mean, I don't think it actually makes bright light. I just was saying that for flavor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it just says healing energy radiates from you in an aura 30 feet radius.
A soft glow, but it's still dim light.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys are good.
Yeah, I just said that for flavor, but per the verbiage of the spell, there's no actual light.
Cool.
Thank you. Yeah.
After Gregor, we're going to the shark that's on Fargrim.
Nah, bro. No. Shark's not real.
The shark is real.
No.
I've never felt more confident than sure. I do right now.
Yeah, same.
I've got some.
Fargrim, how's a 15?
No.
Cool.
Get the fuck out of here.
The shark on Gregor's gonna go.
Nothing.
It's really bad. How's a... Yep. It's a 12.
Oh, nice. I mean, you know that, doesn't
yeah. Yeah, I know that. However... This Kraken is just seeing its minions not really doing anything. It's going to take matters into its own hands.
Electrocute them all, dog.
Yeah, show them what's up. Out of anger, just kill
them.
Got to teach them a lesson.
Hey, Fargrim, Ack,
me,
Farge.
What, dude? Fuck.
Not Farge. That's another dex saving throw.
Plus two to your save, guys. Plus two to your save.
22.
Oh, I did do that.
25. 27 if I'm close enough to get Gregor's aura. I don't know how big your aura is. I'm 20 feet away. So.
What you doing, dog?
That's what I rolled.
Another one?
No.
Fortunately, it's a skill check, so.
Gregor.
Also, I apologize. I read the wrong freaking damage last time, so. I'm not rolling it back, but just knowing going forward, it's probably not going to be that low again.
Damn it.
So you tell me a nat 1 doesn't pass?
A nat 1 does not pass. Shit. Luckily, you are already vulnerable to this, so it's not doubled. Well, I mean, it's already doubled, but it's not...
You're not doubling the double.
I'm not doubling the double. Okay, so
that'd
that's...
Be some poop. That'd be some 1, poop.
10. 20. If you failed, which Fargrim, you had a 22.
Yeah.
You failed...
Oh.
I failed.
Gregor, you failed. What did you get, Ack?
25, 27 if I'm close enough to get Gregor's bonus.
Is 20 feet close enough for that?
I think it's 10 feet.
10
okay,
feet.
Then okay. 25.
Yeah. You pass. So, Ack, you take...
What the fuck?
What did I say? That's...
Come on.
It's 10.
If a 22 20, doesn't pass.
This could be it for me, boy.
This is a problem.
This could be it for 20, me.
No.
God. That's... Ack, you take 27.
Yeah, no, I'm just sit for me.
You guys take double that.
I'm out. Nah, bro.
So you guys take
no
54
way,
points of lightning damage.
So, as this lightning hits me, the glow dies.
Oh, boy.
And now I'm just like,
Drifting away.
That is big weenie energy.
It is. Yep. It is big weenie energy.
Especially, he's your ride.
True.
I mean, you could always just take the helmet off me.
Yeah, but don't they have to attune to it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, no, I'm your ride, guys. Someone get me up.
Okay, so that was that
shark. Put a potion in my ass right now.
I mean, I can plane
shift. Ack, it's your turn.
But no one's going to like where we go.
You're 20 feet past, and you see Gregor's, like, fighting. He gets hit with lightning, and kind of just starts floating gently.
A light is going to start glowing from under the shadows that surround me. And if I can find it in D&D Beyond, a little small wolf made of light, like wolf head made out of light, is going to shoot from me, and Gregor is going to heal 1d6.
Nice. Nice.
For real though, we might need to reevaluate our escape plan. I'm going to need everyone to get within 10 feet of me.
I need you got, some kind of four hit points explosive back. Device.
Four? Yeah.
Like a depth charge.
So that's my bonus action.
This is a problem.
And then for my actual action, I'm going to swim up 30 feet. Can I see the wound that you,
you
described
can see that,
to me before? I'm going to adjust the dragon mask on my face, and the mouth on the dragon mask is going to open up, and I'm going to shoot out a shit ton of acid as I use the attack feature that you gave to the the mask. Nice. So he has to make a
what's the range on that?
30 feet.
Okay, yeah, you are 30 feet up from it.
So he's gonna make a DC 15 dexterity saving throw.
He's gotta fail it for
dexterity saving throw?
Yeah.
He rolled a 10, so.
Oh cool, then he fails, so he takes 10 d8 acid damage.
Let's fucking go, boys.
Nice.
Burn his nips off.
This
Let's
is the
go.
Kraken?
10 d8s.
Fuck yeah.
10 d20s.
This is the first time I think we're actually doing damage to the Kraken.
Correct.
Yeah,
it's the second time.
It's
the Hellish Rebuke caused it a little bit. But it now has a vendetta against Ack.
Nice.
Ack, can I get a different calculator? This right is like now. Not working correctly.
Use your phone, nerd.
Fuck.
Calculator.
I'm saying you got a smartphone right in front of you, dog.
Nah, bro.
We don't do those here.
We literally all have one.
There must be something in the water.
Right?
Meep.
But I just want to say the range of the helmet was only 10 feet, so like, if we wanted to bail, y'all would have to be like way closer.
That's 50 points of acid damage.
Okay, points on the board.
I'm just saying, if we wanted to bail.
Cool. Be cool, man.
Hypothetically.
Anything else, Ack?
Nope, the mask is going to close back down, and he's going to realize how close he is and that he has nothing else that he can possibly do at the moment, and he's going to just sort of be there, float there for a second.
That was still cool.
Realizing how cool as hell that was.
The Kraken, at the end of your turn, is going to try to grab you.
That might have been the most gangster shit you've done in a while.
No, yes. Bro. Don't do that, bro. Not like that, bro.
Ack, that's a 32 to hit.
Check your sheet. Check your sheet.
No, I'm sorry. That's a... No, that is a 32. Sorry.
Yeah, that hits.
Hits, okay.
Just meets, actually, believe it or
so
not.
So you're going to
just barely.
I can't silvery barb.
22 points bludgeoning damage, and you are now grappled.
It's fine.
Why is he always trying to grab you, dog?
Yeah, why is dude? Why is he trying to give you that good suck?
Can
with
we
the
can we cancel
dog?
This Kraken?
For real.
Keeps grabbing our job.
I'm not looking good, by the way, though.
Okay.
I mean, if you had to put a number on it.
But I had to get him back for my boy.
Bro,
so
get him back.
At the end of Axe turn, Kronk the shark on you is gonna go.
Nah.
We need these sharks gone so somebody
That's
other than me can do
hit.
Damage.
Dude, these sharks are killing.
Yeah, they're running a really good screen right now.
Mm-hmm. Kronk, it is your turn.
Oh my goodness.
Murder that shark.
Okay. It's my turn.
It's your turn.
Kraken's 40 feet away.
Kraken is about 40 feet away from you, yeah. It is currently grappling Ack.
Okay.
How did the acid feel in the wound that I sprayed it into?
I mean, the wound was healed, so like it looks like it's
sizzling or something.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't look great. It doesn't look happy about it, but it also, like, it's not like you, like, ripped open its stitches. Like, it is a healed wound. It's just, like, this really grody scar.
Gotcha.
Okay.
What are you doing here, Kronk?
I am going to... I'm going to... attack it, the shark.
Okay.
I'm going to make my three attacks against it with the Shadow Blade.
Cool.
Okay. 23, 26, 24.
Those will all hit.
Nice. Okay, so...
Let's give it.
55 psychic damage.
Okay. It's not looking happy, but it's still there.
Okay. I am then going to... use my action surge.
Okay.
And I am going to cast Shadow of Moil on myself.
On yourself, okay.
Moil.
So that there's like flame-like shadows wreathing me.
Wild.
And I become, since we're in dim light, I become obscured in darkness in like a 10-foot area.
Damn, you just copying my drip?
And I have resistance to radiant damage. First of all,
that's
I was
my
here first.
That's my whole, that's my whole aesthetic.
I was shadowy first.
That's my whole aesthetic.
Your whole vibe.
Nah, bro. And then I am
my style.
Going
one of
to...
us has to change.
Yeah, one of us. And I physically can't.
Can I get more of that the black cherry?
Bop. Got it.
Yep.
This is some real poop right here, you know?
No, we're fine.
True. It is poop. It do be poopy.
I don't know if my healing, my aura vitality, so I'd have to recast it.
Someone might die.
We're fine, guys.
Where are you guys at? What are you guys at?
We're slugging it out with some sharks.
Okay.
I'm
what are we doing here, Kronk?
Gently
I am
caressed
going
by
to
a kraken.
Misty Step.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
With my bonus action.
Cool.
Okay.
To park up by Gregor.
Cool. Okay.
So he is now within my area of darkness because I'm going to go next to him. So.
Gregor is now dark.
I got dark vision, so it's fine.
Yeah, that doesn't work. You need, like, to magical to see through it. Yeah.
So? Well, so, I mean, I already had disadvantage, so I don't fucking care.
Yeah, but also things that will attack us in that will have disadvantage against them. And if they do hit, then they get, like, fucking,
then you can clap back.
They get, like, cock slapped by, like, a fucking shadowy tendril.
Nice.
Sup?
Don't worry about it.
If I get hit, anyways. But it should give you some time to, like, try and heal, hopefully.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. That's
Is that it for you, Kronk?
Yep.
Okay. We are back at the beginning. Fargrim, it is your turn.
All right. 18.
18 will hit.
Keep trying to kill this fucker. Just fucking, it's not ending. that's a good, decent roll. 26 damage.
Nice.
Cool.
Farge is just
still up.
Water
still
screaming.
Up. Oh.
Die.
My God. 15.
15 will hit.
Ooh, another good roll. 27 damage.
Nice. How would you like to kill
Oh!
Finally. Yeah, dude.
My God. All right, so I'm just going to go ahead and just slash it. I'm just going to slash. I'm just so mad at it. I'm
and then seven
just
more
completely,
sharks.
Like, just up. Attacking with
18
even
intensity.
Bigger sharks.
Is it an action to take something out of my pocket?
Four guppies.
I believe you get one free item interaction, so no, you can grab something out as
okay.
a free action.
Okay. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to use my bonus action to do the shield thing.
Nice.
Finally. And then I'm going to take my my shrinking stone out of my pocket.
Okay.
That I use for Gary. And then can I use my 60 speed, 60 swim movement
okay.
to try and shrink this kraken?
I believe the stone had to be a willing creature.
Did it?
Can we force it, though?
Does it specify?
I didn't write down whether it's specified or not, but I can look it up.
Believe to avoid this specific situation, it had to be a willing creature.
What if you just shove the rock in his eye?
What if I shove the rock in its heart?
Yes.
Okay, let me see, let me see, let me see.
Because I don't think it's an actual item. It was a custom item for Gary.
Stone of sizing? Maybe that.
I'm just out here shadowing my moils.
What are the chances the sword is in the inside the crack and behind
That's very. That's what I'm guessing.
That's okay. That's what That's what I was aiming for with trying to blast open the.
Yeah.
The thingy.
Just fucking misty step inside of him.
Okay. It says once a day you may call upon the power of the stone to magically change. Let it go. The effect ends if you let go of the stone, or after 1 hour the size changes.
What is this?
This is a stone of sizing. I don't know if it's the same thing.
It's not. It was a custom thing that it had to be a willing creature. Okay.
So it definitely cannot do this.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, that fucking blows.
Nice try.
Mm-hmm. Are you still swimming toward the Kraken?
How far away is it?
About 40 feet.
40 feet from me?
Mm-hmm. It has Ak grappled in a tentacle.
I am not going to swim towards it just yet because I already used my bonus action, so I can't hit that tentacle, technically. So I don't see any benefit of me going in there and trying to getting like a...
Don't you have a swim speed of 60?
I do, but I can get an opportunity attack with the tentacles if I go in there now.
Gotcha. Fair. Okay.
And I can't even hit it. So I feel like it would be smarter to just...
Wait. Okay.
So I'm going to actually swim into the shadow. Kronk's shadow.
You're going to swim toward Kronk?
Okay. Yeah.
Guys, towards
the shadow.
Me.
I don't know where Kronk is, but I'm going to swim towards the darkness.
Yeah, that's a fair guess that's where Kronk would be.
Yeah.
Well, Gregor was there.
Gregor was there, and now he's not. So I'm just going to swim into that mass.
You swim into the darkness, and you roll me a d20 real quick.
Okay. Nat 20.
As you're swimming in, you have your hand out on Kazook, and you grab Gregor's shoulder, and you're like, this feels familiar.
Okay.
That's a Gregor shoulder.
Oh, fuck it, dude.
Guys,
who
help
else is down
me.
Here? Play
guys, get me out of here.
I can't really hear on Roller.
Okay.
This fucking blows. I was really hoping that would work.
Cool.
And then.
That's it for you, Fargrim. You're done?
It would have to be it for me.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Damn it, Farge.
I tried.
The Kraken is... I mean, you guys can't see this because you're in darkness, right?
Correct. Well, I mean, I can because I have...
You see the Kraken is starting to swim towards you.
I got Ulrich vision.
Oh, dude, that's dope.
Yeah, the Kraken is swimming up. It is now 25 feet away. Ak is still in its tentacle.
Ah!
Right where we want it.
Dude, he's playing your game. You're just leaving those breadcrumbs for him.
Mm-hmm.
Ak?
No.
Was a 36 hit?
Check your sheet.
Why did you even ask?
It's biting you.
Ain't no way.
And it's going
to
swallow you.
Okay, no. I am going to attempt to use another silvery barbs.
Okay.
Because I can see him.
Cool. So that's disadvantage?
Yeah, and then I'm going to give the advantage to Ak.
Ak does a 23 hit.
Yes.
Fuck.
Okay.
Yeah.
You are bitten, which means you're going to take...
Is there...
Ak might die right here, dude.
I might, actually.
Lay off my lizard.
Where's the evasion?
He's grappled.
Nah, bro.
11.
We're past that.
That is 21 points of piercing damage.
I'm out.
Fuck.
And you are swallowed, which means you are blinded and restrained.
And you in there, dog.
I'm you blinded. Guys
find it, Ack.
For Ack.
Ack is dead.
Ack might die. Die.
Ack is dead.
You guys see, or Kronk, I guess you see.
I'm just like.
You see it like kind of like bites on Ack, and you see a lot of blood come out, and Ack kind of goes limp, and then you see it swallow him.
At least you can't drown.
Yeah.
Do you telepathically communicate that at all, or do you just keep it to yourself?
It's not my turn.
Oh.
What do your eyes see? Where's Ack?
Damn it, bro.
And then as a layer action.
Oh.
Huh?
It'll be fine.
All of you except Ack, because Ack, you're inside the Kraken, so you're safe from this.
I'm dead.
I'm about to lose my roommate, dog. This blows.
I'm going to need a constitution saving throw.
Plus, does any of this require it to be able to see us?
This is what Ulrich wanted.
Let's go.
This one, all of the water within 120 feet becomes electrically charged, so no.
Okay. So that was con?
19.
Constitution.
30.
Failed.
Yo,
success.
You have advantage for a roll, though, so maybe a death save.
Hey!
Guess who's about to start rolling death saves, too?
Hey!
Okay. I still only have 4 hit points, and I failed the save.
I've rolled so many nat 20s.
Yeah, I just got a nat 20, and then plus what?
Two.
Okay, so 22. For my con save.
Fail.
Huh?
With a nat 20, though?
Yeah, I took 25 last time.
With a nat 20?
Yeah, a nat 22.
Okay, you 60. It's a nat 20. I'll give you the success.
Sounds like, God damn!
You guys are going to take... Oh, that's not too bad.
That's
9 points of lightning damage.
Fucking
half as much on a success.
So four? Oh, fuck yeah.
So I take 4.
So once
Even if you succeeded, you would have been out.
Even if I would have succeeded, I would have been out. So you guys, once again, you see me like swimming and then just like...
the shark, though.
It's you and me, Farge.
Bro. I fucking hate it here.
Oh my god!
Hey,
can you guys like fucking die, not though?
Let us go out together.
Let us go out together.
Both of us.
Luckily, the shark also gets electrocuted.
Just two bros.
Yeah, just two bros. In the land of Ulrich.
Does it look?
You know, Ulrich's forest.
How's it looking?
We both pop up. They're like.
I mean, they're both looking about the same at this point, and they're looking like.
I did 100 damage to a shark.
It's a very big shark.
It's a shark.
It's a megalodon, though.
Yeah, it's a megalodon.
Basically.
Trying to explode his little pea brain.
Okay.
Ain't happening.
So I did a bunch of damage
Kraken,
before
that was the layer action.
I did almost nothing.
Gregor, can I get a death save?
I get another death save? Oh, it's my turn.
Yeah, it's your turn.
Bro, you win those.
Oh, my God.
How you get a one? How you gonna roll a one?
That is 2 failed deaths.
Oh my god, bro.
This could be it, boys.
Gregor,
someone shove a loud up his ass.
What's a memory you have?
I cannot stand you guys right now.
Well, I think because, like, well, I don't know that Ack got swallowed, right?
You don't.
But I think it would be, like, me, Ack, Bjorn, and Skald all just, like, having a picnic.
Aww.
You know? Just, like, having an afternoon, just... At, like,
just the boys
just
at the
compound.
Just some
Sammies.
Wolfy boys.
Really hard to find that cute right now.
You know,
snacking on some Sammy triangles. Yeah.
And then, since you failed too, what's a regret that Gregor has?
Not being able to save Ingrid.
Yeah.
Oh.
Damn.
Cool.
I hate it.
And then he still feels like, since I'm the one that had, like, she died by my hand, it's like he'll never
recover from that.
Yeah, no.
Up next is the shark that can't see you. So, Kronk, you see it swim up, like, under the Kraken, like, taking, like, a defensive position around it.
Little bitch-ass shark.
True.
Ack, I would like a death save, please.
I get an advantage.
What is a memory that little Ack has as he makes this save?
Hold on. You don't have to use the advantage.
I'm going to because I rolled a 2 and a 12.
Okay, well,
so
right,
I'm
going
to take the 12, so I'm going to pass that.
That's 1 success.
I was going to say, you get to wait to see the result with that.
Okay. I guess a good, like a memory?
A memory.
Just like making fun of Elliot or Elian and just like having fun.
Just teasing
him. Just teasing him.
Nice.
Just like because he's one of the boys, You know, he's getting stronger. He can be one of the boys.
Yeah. He's a man now.
Yeah.
I'm so stressed right now.
Yep. Cool. The Kronk, you see the other shark is also taking up a defensive position around the Kraken.
Success.
Hose.
Kronk, it is your turn.
Oh, figures.
Forgetting this.
Bro, that would have been huge.
Shut up. Okay. I'm fucking this up, guys.
What are you doing?
She had retaliation, so she could be making bonus attacks every time she got hit.
Oh, yeah, that would have been great.
Yeah, I'm like, dude, that would have been mad.
Guys, shut up.
What are you
I mean, saying? I can't hate because I'm the king of not reading his rules. But
I was using it last session, but that was the first time I've ever used it, so it's still new for me.
Good thing I'm on death's door.
Yeah, you guys are doing great.
Be cool, man. I'm only going to cry a little bit.
All right. So how close was the Kraken to us?
Give me some big daddy shit,
Kronk.
The Kraken
is 25 feet away from you guys.
25.
Give me some big daddy shit right now.
To get to it, you would pass two sharks, unless you, like, take a big detour.
Mm-hmm.
Bro.
How's everyone doing?
Stress.
Yeah.
Stress.
Understandable. We all out here.
I feel great.
I'm actively dying.
Everybody is, apparently.
Gregor been ready to die.
Yeah.
You said it's a bonus action for healing potions?
For yourself, it's a bonus action. To give it to someone else, it is a full action.
So if you want to shovel it up Gregor's butt, it's an action.
Yeah, just because it takes time to undo his belt and pull his pants down and shove it in.
I mean, he failed to, brother, you got to do something.
If you guys got a bail, then bail.
Nah.
But you're the bail.
I mean, he could dimension door the two of them out. I mean, that only gets him so far, but at least that...
Yeah, but Axe still in the Kraken.
He's
fucked. I'm going to be real. Yeah. Like,
I don't know how you get
Kronk
me out.
Kronk saw that happen. He's like, there's just
you
like.
You have to murder this Kraken to get me out.
That's it. Like, there's no shot.
I mean, there are ways of getting you
can,
out.
If you like hit him hard enough, you can make him throw me up.
Okay,
I might
be able to do something. I might be able to do something.
Come back tomorrow.
What?
I'm just saying, it's a poetic ending.
When it comes to my turn, I can ask.
Kronk, what are we doing? It's your
the wolf
turn.
Boys. Okay.
Just going out together.
Oh, fuck me. I will.
To make up a new character sheet.
I'm already thinking of a new character. Right,
I've got so
damn,
many.
Damn, guys. Yeah. No faith.
I fail. I'm two death saves down. If I take any more damage, either another
AoE... We're going to try to heal you,
another
bro.
AoE attack, I'm cooked.
We're going to try to heal you. It's going to be fine. Everything's fine. Our turn is before yours.
I need to check what some of these potions do.
I do have 10 louds in my bag.
Okay, while he's doing that, can I ask you then?
Yeah, what's up?
So, you know Kazook has Shockwave, right?
Yep.
But it's technically if I strike the ground. But since it's as big as a fucking wall... Can I strike it and initiate that as if I'm hitting the ground? Because it's pretty much as hard as
the
wall.
I would say because it's gargantuan, yes, you could get away with that.
Dope.
Yep.
Now it just has to fail to save.
I did like 60-some damage before I died. I'm good.
I did almost nothing.
Okay.
I didn't have a chance. I just started taking damage.
Can you heal someone who's downed with temporary hit points?
No.
No.
Because that stacks on top.
Gotcha.
What are we doing? All right.
I am going to use...
In Baldur's Gate 3, you can.
Allowed.
It's great that this is...
I just didn't know if that was...
I mean, I can double check it, but I'm fairly positive adding temporary hit points does not bring you back.
It doesn't.
I'm going to actually check on that just in case, because the potion that I have for that would actually be really good.
I know in Baldur's Gate 3 you can. It's just when the temporary hit points wear off, they just collapse again.
Mm-hmm.
I just know because I've done that.
In next week's episode, I'm back as Gak. Axe's brother.
Jack.
Yeah. It'll be fine, guys.
It's going to be fine. Guys, it's going to be fine. It
temporary
just needs to fail to save.
Hit points don't stack and can't be used to revive unconscious
creatures.
Well, there we go. Okay, there we go. That's what we needed.
In plain
Spanglish.
So then what I'm going to do, I'm going to go ahead and use Aloud on you. If you want to just roll that and heal yourself.
How much is Aloud again?
It's what?
2d4
it's
plus
8. 2d4 plus 8.
Yeah, and then I am going to use a bonus action to give myself a potion of heroism.
Cool.
So I get 10 temporary hit points, and I am under the effect of the Bless spell. No nice. Concentration required.
Stay blessed.
Anyone that wants to can roll a nature check.
I'm awake now, so I'll roll it.
12.
I rolled a 3. Plus
or actually, anyone that is awake and knows that Ack has been swallowed.
Well, what the
that's,
fuck?
That's just Kronk. No,
so that's 19.
So Kronk can roll a nature check.
Okay.
Okay.
Damn, bro. All
right, give me 1 second. Kronk, I suck at nature, too. Jesus
Christ. Unless you communicate that, because I just rolled a 19.
Yeah, did you tell anyone Ack is swallowed?
It's my turn, so yeah. Like,
okay.
I mean, I can only tell Fargrim. Because his ass is unconscious, and he's in...
Well, you just revived him. So, like, you revive him, you could be like, it's swallowed Ack.
So, I'm gonna tell you guys telepathically, like, it ate Ack.
You guys could make a nature check if you so choose.
I rolled a 19 for that.
I got a 15.
I'll roll a nature. Nah, it's a 2. My rolls today, guys.
Gregor, you're still kind of hazy. Yeah. You're not quite sure...
Who's Ack?
It's dating Ack.
The other two of you, you do think it's big enough you could maybe teleport into its stomach to grab Ack. You think you could figure out like the biology of it.
Yeah.
Just someone needs to heal me while I'm inside, and then I'll get myself out.
Did I glean this information?
What did you roll?
15.
15. Yeah, you got this.
So he could teleport in.
You believe you understand like how like where the stomach is. Like you can see like the little lump of like where Ack is in its stomach, and you think
just a little
you're like,
lump.
Well, it's really big, so its stomach's really big. So like, I might be able to teleport in there. But this is just like the brief little thought that goes through your.
We are gonna end, man.
Would Kronk do that though?
How can we teleport?
I would.
Like,
it is your turn, because Kronk, you're done, right? Or are you doing anything else?
Because, yeah, Dimension Door, you don't need to be able to action. See. You okay, just, like...
You need
Fargrim, it is your turn.
You said it's
you
a bonus action to take
feet
a potion?
That way,
a bonus action to take a potion yourself, yes.
Okay, I'm going to do that.
Okay.
I'm going to do
it
that.
It is also pitch black. You guys cannot see the Kraken or the shark. Or each other, I believe. Unless there's, like... Can you see people next to you, or is it just full dark?
If they're, like, within touching range, I'm assuming you could see bits that, like, come into your... Actually, no, because... Because
it's magical darkness.
Yeah, it's magical darkness, so you're basically just blinded.
Cool.
Okay. Okay. I'm essentially blinded, you said? Okay. Shit.
Yeah, you can feel things, but you can't see things. Granted, it's only 10 feet from around me, so, like, it's really shallow.
Okay.
You guys are doing great.
You should tone down that energy, okay? This is a stressful situation.
I am sweating so much right now.
It's probably because
I'm
that's
chilling.
Not decaf.
Either Ack's going to die or he's not, so... If Ulrich wants him dead,
forgot.
Then he's dead. This is how it goes.
Wow.
If Ulrich wanted
the
him
potion,
to live...
Is that, the potion of heroism, yeah. Is that what you just took?
Yeah.
And that gives you blessed?
You get 10 temporary hit points.
I wrote the 10 hit points, but I didn't write blessed.
Yes, it gives you the effect of bless, which means that you get to roll an additional d4 for attacks and saving throws.
Okay. I'm going to also...
For, I believe, an hour.
And that's a full action, I'm assuming, right? To take that potion?
That's a bonus action to take a potion.
To take a potion yourself is a bonus action.
I already did that. Right, so I already took
the... taking
a
second potion.
Yeah, I'm taking a second potion right now.
I would say, yeah, you could use your action instead to do that. Sure.
Okay.
Slamming, just butt chugging.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that, so I'm gonna...
We are in our recovery time. How much hit points did you get?
11.
Sick.
Nice.
Love that for everyone.
Anything else, Fargrim?
The problem we're at now is what we're fighting does so much damage, it almost doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it's really hard.
When they go down, because all you're doing is losing a turn.
Yep.
And then before my next turn comes around, I'm exactly. going to most likely take more than 11 damage.
It's like it's an uphill battle.
Yeah, so I would say, honestly, if I go down again, I would say just, like, let it ride. Don't... Unless...
Do you have your Ring of Mind Shielding on?
Yeah.
Okay. Like mine or a different one?
You don't know.
I can't answer that.
All right, dog.
Okay,
I think Ack, I believe you have a Ring of Mind Shielding too now, right?
I don't think I put it on, though.
Oh.
I think I have it. Hold on, I gotta go back. I don't know if I put it in my inventory.
Because I know Ingrid had one, and when you guys were going through it, Gregor gave you one.
Nope, I do have a Ring of Mind Shielding equipped. I don't have an attunement spot for it, so it's not attuned.
Gotcha.
So if I remember the conversation correctly, like, you just took it as, like, a doodad.
Yeah.
But not as, like, a...
Okay, yeah. So you did not attune
it. I didn't have an attunement slot open for it, so I'm not attuned to it.
Gotcha. Anything else, Fargo?
Yeah. But yeah, I would say, the thing we're fighting, like, it makes almost no sense to revive someone once they're down, because you're just...
Yeah.
So it was your action, your bonus action. Yeah. You've got movement and free action left.
Yeah, unless you have healing, that's a bonus action.
A free, like you can, like, grab something. Oh, or, like... Yeah.
Okay. Honestly, I think I'm gonna stay put for a second.
Okay.
And then the next go, I'm gonna try to use the shockwave to try to stun it.
Cool.
And hopefully, if we can stun it, that'd be cool.
Cool. It is the Kraken's turn. Hey, Kronk. Does a 30
disadvantage,
hit?
Though.
A 30?
Oh, yeah, disadvantage. That's fair.
Does it require being able to see its target to do whatever it's doing?
Not more so than a normal attack.
Okay.
That's a 22?
Yeah, that does it.
No. Okay. Nah, I use my reaction, protection, roll again.
Nice, bro.
That's a... 23.
Fuck! I tried, dog.
Kronk, you're going to take 20 points of bludgeoning damage as a tentacle wraps around your leg
and
begins crushing.
Tits.
You are now restrained.
Okay. However, it does also take damage from...
This little...
My fucking...
Fire barbs.
Yeah.
Cool.
My Shadow of Moyle. So it takes 2d8 necrotic damage.
Nice.
Cool. And this suctions the darkness away, right? Is the darkness a concentration?
Yes, I need to roll the concentration save. Yeah.
You guys can now see again.
Why didn't I fail it?
Oh, no, but, like, it's tethered to you, and you are being, like, moved.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit. All right.
So I have advantage on these. Oh, yeah, I fucking totally passed.
You bet. Okay.
I'm going to awkwardly look at Gregor like, oh, fuck.
So now the little shadowy ink spot is just, like, floating away with the tentacle. I'm just like, what?
It's going to, like, pull you close to it, and then it's going to fling you out.
You're getting yeeted.
Huh? We just see, like, a black spot.
Fargrim, I'm going to need a...
Farge, you mean?
Farge. Can I get a dex... save?
That is a 22. Or sorry, 23.
Kronk goes flying past you as you just kind of, like,
do I try to catch him?
You can try to catch him if you want to. Roll me another dex to try to grab him.
Do I still get plus two or no? No, that's
is it a save or
no,
a check?
It's not. It's a check.
This would be a save.
This would be a save.
Plus two.
18.
You just, like, grab the bottom of his boot.
Get the fuck away! I just reach out to the darkness and hope I grab
you, actually, you don't grab his ankle. You grab, like, the little trim of his cloak.
And just, like, just choke grabs him back. Like,
I'm just flying in the darkness, and then a hand just...
It's like you hit a fucking wall. Like
So you guys see this massive Kraken for a second as like Kronk gets pulled back, and then you just see this ball of darkness come at you guys again.
I am volleyball with me.
A ball with the ball, the bang, the bang. Okay.
And then
toss me back.
It's got one toss more.
Me. No,
it's got disadvantage because the darkness is still there.
Hell yeah. Nice. Good catch. That's a good catch.
I'm gonna roll. See who this
hits.
Oh
my gosh.
Not
bro.
Me, bro. Ain't no way at all.
Fargrim.
Hello.
Farge.
You tank these, dog.
No.
So can.
Don't do this.
Math is for better.
With disadvantage. Please help
that's
me.
That's a 25 with the disadvantage.
With the disadvantage? That's criminal.
Oh my god.
Yes, it hits.
Cool.
Maybe let me help you down.
That is 20 points of bludgeoning damage, and you are grappled.
Ouch.
What?
I mean, you're still raging, right?
No, bludgeoning, yeah, that's halved.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's only 10.
Remember your rules, dude.
Well, there has been zero bludgeoning so far, so I've just been used to, like, lightning
and,
damage.
And, Ack, because it is the Kraken's turn, you are going to take acid damage.
Oh, my God.
I'm resistant to that.
Yes.
But I'm unconscious, so it doesn't matter. I take two fail saves.
I think it's only one because it's
no, it's two if you get a, if you get damaged
you're
while you're.
Can we say it's one?
I thought it's two if it's a critical hit and it's like an auto critical hit.
It's
melee.
Auto critical if I'm unconscious. So
yes, but this
so
is not a melee effect. This is just a
okay. If you're gonna give me one, then that's fine.
I'm now argue more at all,
bro. You're resistant, dog. It's slowly killing you.
Yeah.
Killing me slowly.
Yep.
Layer action time.
Heck, and they're just getting bored.
Bro, why he gotta put layers on things? Layers are for cakes.
I'm gonna need
or ogres.
Everyone not currently grappled to make a strength saving throw.
Nice, okay. It's plus two, everybody. Plus two.
A strength saving
throw. It's a four.
Ooh, nat.
I'm joking. You're counted as grappled, so.
On nat 20.
On nat 20.
Two, I get an extra d4 from Bless.
Edge. That's not enough.
Really?
Oh, I forgot the bless.
Yeah. Extra d4. 3, so 22, 20, 25.
I'm at 25. Gregor, you are pushed. You are now 60 feet away from the Kraken.
Slow as shit, too.
Maybe you can use this time to heal, maybe.
So you're now 60 feet away from the Kraken. It's like this wave comes out. Kronk, you are pushed back 10 feet. So you are now 35 feet from the Kraken.
Okay.
And
it took me four turns to get there.
You are no longer in the darkness.
Yep. You can now see.
You're right on the
You see Fargrim. This, it like barely wraps around him, but there is a tentacle wrapped around Fargrim.
It's straining.
Mass.
Yep. Okay. That is now. Gregor, it is your turn.
Yeah, I guess I'll take this. I'll use my action. My lay on hands. I'm gonna just give myself 70 hit points.
Oh fuck yeah, dude!
And I'm back in the fucking game.
Hell yeah, bro! That's
get in the dog. Get in the dog.
Gregor, you also as you're like coming to and looking around, you don't see Ack anywhere.
Well, no, I remember he told me that he got swallowed, so I'm aware of the swallowing.
I forgot to use my temporary hit points when I took damage.
And then. I guess I'll just start moving back to start swimming very slowly.
Cool.
So I'm 45 feet out now.
Cool.
From the Kraken.
It's closing the gap.
Good heal, though. Good heal.
Yeah. Luckily,
back in.
You're out of tentacle range.
You are in your recovery time.
At the end of Gregor's turn, Kronk.
Blah, blah. It's my turn? What? That's crazy.
I think I got skipped.
No, you have your initiative of 8.
Okay.
I thought we did that because you made your. That's when you made your death save.
Gotcha. I thought your first death save.
No. Fargrim's first, and then the Kraken, and then the lair action, and then Gregor, and then.
How dare, man?
How did you fuck up your initiative roll so bad?
I don't know. Yeah. I would have had to have rolled a 3.
That's supposed to be your vibe, dog. But
Kronk.
Yeah, what up?
It's there's a tentacle coming at you.
I'm in darkness.
Yep. It did roll with disadvantage.
Okay.
That is a 22 to hit.
Why?
Because it's very good at hitting things.
It's going to hit.
Cool. That is 20 points of bludgeoning damage, and you are now grappled. You're just hanging out next to Fargrim.
These days.
Okay.
You and Farge. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you and Farge. Gregor, you see the orb of darkness begins moving.
Mm. It does also take damage.
It does? Okay. Mm.
10 necrotic damage.
Cool.
Nice.
So we're almost at 100 damage on this thing.
That's crazy.
It's looking great.
Yeah.
I believe it.
Yeah. Cool. Up next.
Damn.
Ack, it is your turn. I would like a... What's a regret Ack has as you make your death save?
Gaunt.
Are you dead?
Awkward.
I was just thinking about that. I'm like, man,
that's an 8, so we're at 2 fails.
Fuck.
Imagine if we had a super useful wizard right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's tough.
Gaunt is your
just
big
leaving,
regret.
Just leaving Gaunt behind when we face the Skaven.
Old Chef
Kronk,
Gordy.
It is your turn. You are currently...
And not being there when we found him.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You weren't even there.
Yeah.
You were,
I missed the whole resolution of
afterwards.
That arc. Yeah.
Skill issue.
I got celestially kidnapped.
Okay. Yep. So, how far am I?
From?
The Kraken.
I mean, you're currently grappled by it.
Yeah, but how far?
From, like, its head?
I, did it, like, move me? How far am I from Ack?
From?
Ballpark in the Kraken.
In the Kraken? I'd say you're like 20 feet from the skin of the Kraken, probably like 25 feet from its stomach.
Okay.
What are we going to do, Kronk? Fargrim, you're on deck.
Farge. I
become so numb.
It's go time. What are we doing?
Don't you have to ungrapple first to do anything, really?
Not
no, grappled. You can't move.
I will say.
And you.
I'll let her finish.
Yeah, you just can't move. Yeah. So you can still do things, but.
If you don't heal me before the Kraken's turn, which is before you.
Yeah, the problem is Dimension Door is.
I got
Revify,
dog.
So
you're fine.
I can't heal you.
It's fine.
I got Revify and diamonds, dude. I'm not worried about it.
I'm not worried about it either.
So I have, like,
if Ulrich wants me to live, I'll be back.
Revify is what, like 10 minutes?
1 minute.
No.
Just stand by. Stand by.
Okay.
It'll be fun. I'm not worried. If Ulrich wants me dead, I'm dead. If Ulrich wants me alive, I'm alive.
Oh, fuck.
This is Ulrich's will. That's all that matters.
Okay. So I guess I am going to...
What are we doing, Kronk?
You need to figure it out, dog.
I'm going to use... I'm going to drop my darkness and cast Bestow Curse.
Okay.
I'm going to put my handsies on that tentacle that I'm wrapped up in. And I am going to choose...
Violence.
To give it... I'm going to make it do a wisdom saving throw.
Okay.
Wise as fuck.
It might be.
That's 23.
Fuck.
Yep.
Does anything happen?
No.
Okay. Cool. Anything else, Kronk?
Yep.
Yep. What are we doing?
I am going to... I was hoping that would work.
It was nice knowing you guys.
I'm going to attempt Ralothim's Psychic Lance.
Okay. What does that do?
So I unleash a shimmering lance of psychic power from my forehead.
Was the other thing you did a spell?
Yes, a but level it was spell? A bonus action. Or, yeah, no, never mind, you're right. That was a level 3 spell. Correct, I can't do that one yet.
Shoo.
All right, I'm going to misty step.
You're going to misty step? Where are you misty stepping?
I'll misty
step. Isn't that also a level
still
spell?
Still a level spell.
Fuck, yeah, you're right. Okay, never mind.
Why can't he do level spells?
You can only cast one leveled spell per turn.
Oh, okay.
No. I didn't... Wait, is that accurate?
Yeah, you can.
That's
that's
how we've been playing this.
Yeah,
you can do a spell and then a cantrip.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how we've been doing it this whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then.
Ski.
If you would like to have not done the other thing, you can do that instead. Mm-hmm. I will be benevolent.
Nah, I already rolled it.
Okay.
Can I do that?
Ben, I'm sorry.
It's fine. It's
I got Revify. What are you talking about?
I'm not worried.
I use my bonus action for second wind.
Okay. Cool.
This is what Auric wants. Auric has a lesson to teach me one way or another.
Fargrim, it is your turn.
Farge.
Farge.
You are currently grappled, but that just means that you can't move.
So to ungrapple, is that a check or is that...
That is a strength check, yes.
Just a flat strength.
It should be athletics or acrobatics, yep. Depending on your choice.
Okay. Oh, so I can choose a skill. It doesn't have to be just a...
Yeah, no, it's yeah, athletics it's, or acrobatics.
Yeah.
To escape grappling.
All right, I'm gonna roll to ungrapple. Is that a full action though?
Yes, ungrapple? That is using your action.
That is a full action. Fuck.
You should have advantage if you're raging still.
I have yes, I do have advantage on strength.
Or if you want to just hit the kraken, you could do that too.
Just cut its tentacle off. You need to go anywhere. Sorry,
but
got
I'm
you.
I'm trying
grappled.
To do shockwave, and I can't do the shockwave thing with the tentacle.
Why not?
Yeah, it would need to be against the like.
The
why
body
not just cut the tentacle off then? We don't have to worry about it.
Would I be able to slice through a tentacle if I roll high enough? Is that
you can try?
You could try.
Do enough damage.
Okay.
Do enough damage. Hack away at it.
Okay, I'm gonna try to do that then.
Okay.
And then blessed, I get what was the roll, Dylan?
You get add an extra D4.
Extra D4 for attacks or.
It's an extra D4
not damage.
Yeah.
So 21 to hit.
21 will hit.
And plus, it's just damage to the kraken, regardless. So.
Yeah, true.
We need more of that. If you hit him hard enough, he might throw me up.
27 damage on the first attack there.
Cool. The tentacle is still.
It's still on me.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna roll again. How long do I have blessed? Is that like a is
for
that a timed spell?
It yeah,
is
an hour.
It is okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's gonna be like over 30 to hit.
Okay, yeah, that'll hit.
Twenty-four damage.
Okay.
Is it still on me?
It is. It's just like it's hanging on with like you can see like the core like you've cut through the meat on one side, the meat
it's
on the other
it's
side.
It's just damage. We need more damage on this thing anyway.
I know, but I really wanted to stun it because then the poison would stop moving through you too. I think is what Fargrim's mind is going through. That's what Fargrim's thinking.
That's what Fargrim's thinking. Okay. Fair enough. But you are still, grappled. It looks like it's like, you think one more good hit, you could probably slice through it, but it's still.
But you know what? That's one tentacle down at least that it can't hit
with. If
you
cut them all off, then he can't hit us.
Exactly. So that
just pokes you with the nubbins.
Yeah.
That's going to be a 24.
At 24? Okay. You cut through.
No. 24 to hit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that hits.
So it's the bonus action.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
23.
Okay. You do cut through the tentacle.
All right, I cut through the tentacle.
And you did like 70-some damage. So
correct.
We need that.
Yeah, so I cut through it.
Cool.
Shit.
Okay.
Just and then, kill the kraken and cut me out later. It'll be fine.
Okay. All right, so yeah, I escape it. I escape the thing. That's what I'm going to do.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. It is the kraken's turn.
Kraken's a bitch.
I'm dead.
Nah, bro.
I'm straight up dead.
Just say no.
What is a goal that Ak had in life?
That Ak had in life?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
Shit. He didn't have a whole lot of goals. He wanted to... I mean, he wanted to...
Not die in a kraken.
I mean, that. But, you know, he wanted to be able to spend some time in Middenheim. Like, he got banned from there before ever even really being able to go there and see what, like, you know, if he had finally gotten accepted into this order and this place, like, what life could have been like.
Raise his wolf.
Nice.
Yeah, raise Skald with Gregor and Bjorn and be a happy little family.
Ak, as you fully flayed thinking of this dream you could have had, I will need a wisdom saving throw from you.
Oh boy.
Greg, wait. Ulrich?
Wait.
Dad?
Dad?
So 15.
15. You hear this very soft, slightly familiar laughter. And you like see like this little vision of this forest, similar to the one that Gregor described, of like this kind of green pine forest with wolves running through it.
Okay.
And you see just like a flicker of it. You hear this laughter and you feel like your consciousness moving. And then you're...
Do I recognize the voice of the laughter?
It's familiar, but you can't quite place it. And then you're... It's really weird. You're not, like, aware of your body anymore, but you still kind of sense things.
Oh, yeah.
It's very disconcerting.
Weird.
Yep.
Weird.
The laughter, huh? So he didn't go into the woods.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Kind of hate that.
I do, too. But I can see the woods in the distance.
You like, see them, and you're like, oh, like, that's not too bad. And then it fades. It goes away.
Oh.
You feel like you're, like, moving toward it, and then it's almost like something, like, grabs you and pulls you back.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
Tell it to stop. Tell it to stop.
What kind of laughter?
Does the laughter seem
a
malicious?
A very soft kind of, like, cackle.
Oh, shit.
Is your dad stealing my soul?
No, bro.
It's probably Nagash.
Fucking awkward.
Yeah, you think Zeench is a soft cackler?
No, it's maniacal.
I mean, he might be.
No, Zeench is more like Joaquin Phoenix Joker.
More schizo.
Your darkness is still up, right?
No.
No. Oh. Oh, it's a crit fail, thank God. Okay.
I needed this so bad.
It goes in to bite you, and it ends up biting its own tentacle and kind of flings you off a little bit. So not enough to deal damage, but it flings you like 10 feet out. Like kind of like it, you bite your tongue, and you're just like, ugh.
Just knee-jerk reaction.
Yeah, knee-jerk reaction.
Does it take damage to itself?
It does.
Does it hurt
itself
in its confusion?
It does hurt itself.
Does it bite the tentacle off?
It does.
My prayers have been answered.
Damn. I'm dead.
I'm coming. I don't know you're dead.
Yeah, you don't know I'm dead.
And
I just know my boy's in there.
Right before we start hitting layer actions, that's where we're gonna end today's.
Oh,
what the fuck,
man? My God,
it's been an hour and a half.
Brother,
oh my God.
It's been an hour 40.
What's your point?
Axe dead.
I'm dead.
Yeah.
Never to be seen again.
Guys, it was nice seeing you. I'll be retiring from the pod. It was nice playing with you guys.
I'm gonna be digested.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, since Axe dead, you probably won't see Ben again. I'm sorry, guys.
I told you I'll be back. I'll be back next week with Gak, Axe's brother.
Bro, gonna hit him with that Gak.
Nope. I'm never gonna respect Gak as a person.
Thank you to our sponsors. We got VB Health. Again, no one who has taken any of their supplements has been eaten by a Kraken to date.
That's 100%.
That is 100%, yeah.
I took my supplements.
Yeah, but Ack didn't.
Ack totally took it.
Fuck.
Did you not give him supplements?
All
not
he did BBL, was take essential bro. Oils, dog. And bro, we all know it's fake.
Bro, he's been eating the oils. Like
he's been slurping non-essential oils.
Yeah, dog.
And essential ones.
If he was a little more bulbous, he wouldn't have got swallowed, bro.
Well, you know.
God damn. Okay.
I'm stressed out right now.
Yeah, you should be.
I'm not having a good time.
I'm stress-free at this point. There's nothing I can do.
It's out of your hair.
Well, anyways. I guess we're going to figure out what happens next time, guys.
Yeah. I'll drink a ball seat. Hey, real quick, patrons.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you for the mead. Whoever, fan who made the mead.
Not a patron, but like.
Yeah. Maybe they're a patron. We don't know.
It was anonymous.
It was.
Yes. It was very good.
Anonymous.
Anonymous.
The mead was very good, though.
Very good.
Aluminumous.
Patrons, you guys real as hell.
You are.
Thank you again, Dawn, for the table cover.
Dawn,
it's so nice.
Hell.
I'll never see any of you again.
True and real.
Thank God.
Yes. I got a plan, dog, dude. Through Ulrich, all things are possible.
I guess. Yeah. It may, cool if that's
if
what Ulrich wants.
If my plan you're coming back and my plan fails, we're going to die together.
Yeah. Fact.
That's all X ever wanted.
Team.
Catch you guys on the next one.
See you guys.
Bye, everybody.
Goodbye, everybody. Bye.